ravaging the Jewish communities, especially of Spain and of Portugal. In those communities, he, a non-Jew, sees the glory of Judaism and he converts to it. And not only converts to it, he sees visions. He's a person of great intellect and of great charisma. And he looks forward, he says, to his martyrdom on behalf of the Jewish religion. And he said that his martyrdom would, vague fashion, but it would usher in the Messianic era. Not that he was the Messiah, or not that he was even the messenger of the Messiah, but that his martyrdom would be an expression of the Messianic hope of the Jewish people and the time that a Messiah would follow. The Inquisition was happy to accommodate him, and they burned him at the stake. But he had a profound influence on the lives of many, many people, one of whom was Rabbi Joseph Caro, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, who writes in one of his works that his fondest hope in life is to be able to die a death as Shlomo Molcho, because Shlomo Molcho he held to be in the highest form of purity and sincerity, and who sacrificed, who martyred his life on behalf of God and of Israel. So you have here a person who crossed many lines and influenced many, many people. But that was all part of the messianic fervor of the time. And the fact that so many Jews were being killed, the Inquisition, Roth has here in his book, History of the Marranos, Roth has figures that that by the time the Inquisition was done, there were over 100,000 Jews that were executed either by the Inquisition or by the civil authorities of Spain and Portugal. That's a lot of people. And that the Inquisition was out to break the back of the Marranos completely. Now, this led to messianic longings. When we find ourselves in such serious trouble, in such a difficult time, so many great problems, and there is no way out that we can see through normal, rational circumstances. So in order to retain hope, in order to look forward to some sort of future, the Jewish people have to express their belief, their faith in the Messiah, which is what will maintain them. It is not accidental that one of the songs of the ghettos was in the Second World War was that I believe in the coming of the Messiah, because there's nothing left. You can't believe in man any longer. You can't believe in governments or in righteousness, so only the supernatural longing for the coming of the Messiah can meet that need. Well, that's what happened after the Spanish expulsion. And it found its expression in these sorts of things. It was not as serious a problem as we will see 100 years later, when with Chapsai Tzvi it almost destroys the Jewish people and sets the stage for many of the problems that are still existent today within the people of Israel.